Praise the Lord. This is Friday night, right? I lose track of the days. How did you like the snow? Well, it was beautiful, wasn't it? I looked out my bay window and the lights shining on the trees and the snow glistening. It was beautiful. Larry went outside and he came back in. He says, guess what's doing out there? I said, what? He says, snowing. I said, what? I had to go look. I couldn't believe that. God knows what we need, right? You know, really, the farmers need this snow. They really do. Well, Father, we just thank you. We praise you for what you're doing here tonight. I thank you for those that came out, Father, to God, to sit at your table. This is your service. These are your people. You know exactly what you need to do. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory for it right now, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but since this revival's been going on, I've just had a different, closer relationship with God. You know, he just visits me in a different way, a closer way. And just like the day I was praying, I called Brother Brett, and we prayed about a situation that happened. And as he was praying, all of a sudden I started crying. And then as I cried for just a few seconds, and then all of a sudden I just felt a fresh air come up from inside of me and it come out of my mouth. It was just like a breath of fresh air. And then it was over. I said, it's done. What we prayed for was done, and it was done. So, but you know, I've never had God do that to me before, you know, but just I could literally, you know how you breathe in fresh air? I just felt my whole inside was just fresh, and it just came right on out. God, if you've really been allowing God to move upon you during this revival, God is really changing your life. He really is. And you don't even know the full magnitude of what he's done right now. But I know that each one of us know that we know changes are taking place in our life. And I've really noticed one thing, God's bringing up all the dirt. And he's washing us with his rains. Getting us cleansed so that when he sends the lost souls in, there won't be anything in you that will cause these people to stumble and fall. That you will be pure from inside out. Tonight I'm going to teach on supernatural rains. It's the rain and the rain of the Spirit. You know, God keeps giving me these different things. And he said, don't you understand? I'm teaching you at this given time so that I can open up the floodgates and bring my glory in and bring my people in. So tonight, I really want you to get your spiritual ears open and just really hear what thus saith the Lord through this teaching. There is nothing as exciting as knowing the times. Right. Isn't that right? It's exciting to know that this is the rain season of the Spirit of God for the church. This is the rain season of the Spirit of God for the church. God's program is to release great transforming rainfall of his Spirit. Genesis 8:22, God said that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. We're going to have all the seasons. It's not going to cease. It's very exciting to know that there is a winter time. Such a time the heavens open and great storms of rain and snow begin to fall on the earth. Everything changes. Most of the animals and birds go into hibernation. That isn't true this year, though, is it? Nothing's hibernated at my house. We're still out there wanting to be fed. The skies are dark and loaded with waters. The days of heat are over. It's now winter time. As it is in the physical world, so it is in the spiritual. There are spiritual seasons. As farmers can tell the rainy season with precision, so children of God, these seasons, so should children of God, how do I put that? So children of God know these seasons with spiritual precision. We should always be aware of God's season in our life. Always. Because if we don't, we're going to miss God. And I'm believing that what God is doing is, I'm hearing he's transforming us to know the seasons. We will know the seasons. Let's talk about these supernatural rains. Rains are coming down upon the body of Christ. These rains are to prepare the body of Christ. The body of Christ, as we know, is the church. It's you and I. The Apostle Paul saw this mystery of the church. He used the example of husband and wife. The husband marries a wife when she has been decked as a bride. God also is preparing his bride, which is the church. It's about time for the wedding of the book of Revelation to take place. Ephesians 5:26 and 27 said the Spirit through Paul said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And this is what God is doing with us. As I was studying and reading that scripture, God showed me the wrinkle is our sins. And God's washing away all these wrinkles. All right? That's why God is releasing great supernatural rains upon the church, so that all spots and wrinkles and all such things which had failed the church all these years can be dealt with once and for all. The reason is that God is about to present the church to himself as a bride is presented to her husband. This great rainfall is a result of God's great love for the church. So this rain that God is raining down upon us is to totally and completely change us and rearrange us. And I'm hearing God say, uproot any sin nature that we might have so that he can present us to himself as pure and holy. All right. If you notice what God's been doing here, we haven't advertised that I'll be the speaker, which I am. But God is using different ones in here to do the altar work. And, you know, and so I just listen to whatever God says. That's what I do. And I was thinking about that today, how God's been doing that. And see, that God's words had to be instant in season and out of season. So that means you have to be pure and holy at every second so that God can use you. Well, how come God didn't use me tonight? Maybe you had sin in your life tonight. And God didn't want defiled hands laid on anybody. Or he didn't want a mixture of prophetic word going forth. You know, it might not have been anything wrong with you at all. He just uses whomsoever he wills. Okay? Where am I at, Brother Chris? Brother Brad? As we take this journey? Okay. As we take a journey into these great revelations, make sure you catch a portion of what we're teaching. Begin to process that which belongs to you. It is great supernatural rainfall time. Don't stay behind. It is your time. In Psalm 102:13, the Spirit said through the prophet, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time of favor, the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." This is truly our time. Because you have this revelation now, your favors are beginning to flow to you. God is arising in heaven to pour down mercy and favor upon Zion, which is his church. There is always a set time for God to do certain things in his church. This church's set time is right now. And if you don't get lined up, you're going to miss the whole thing. All right? So, you know, where are you at in God's timeline in your life? The psalmist was praying with such confidence, asking the Lord to arise and have mercy upon Zion, up here in Psalm 102:13. The church of Christ has to be confident as it commands the supernatural rains to come down. We just can't say it hoping it might happen. We have to have confidence that whenever we speak to it, it has to rain, just like Elijah did. All right, rains, plain rains. In Psalm 29:10, it says, "The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever." Our God sits upon floods of supernatural rains and sits in command as king. The church is experiencing the rains that flow from these floods. The Lord wants to beautify his church with rains from his floods. Just like in the days of the prophet Elijah, it says in 1 Kings 18:41, Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." The prophet saw a great storm coming and told Ahab, the king, to go and begin to eat and drink. He was telling him to go and begin to celebrate, for the rains had come. It was party time. And when God has given me a couple words about the party, he said, "Hear the sound, little ones." This one here was on January 29th. "Hear the sounds, little one. Come up hither where you can hear the sound and hear the new melodies of peace and harmony amongst my children of light. The table is set, and I am saying, come to the party, for it is now time for the great party of lights to begin. And then he gave me another one that says, I have said it is coming out time, and it is party time, and you have entered into all that. All right, then he says, another time on December the 2nd, he said, it is the party of all parties, and the grand hall is decorated with my golden candlesticks. Come to the party and enjoy. And God's been telling us it's party time. That's why he tells us, put up the balloons, get the whistles out. He said, it's party time. And then one other time, back in June the 14th, in 2014, he said, party time. I'm in the partying mode, and I think that's when we started, and I want all my children to truly party with me. The church needs the joy of the Lord. It has been too cold and callous long enough. Lighten up, church, and just enjoy your Father. I did not say sin. I said, lighten up and enjoy me. Know that I love you, and I have seen your destitution for lo, all these many generations, and I am bringing out the best wine for the last, and I am performing signs, wonders, and miracles, and I am restoring all that the palmer and cankworm are stolen, if you can receive. And that was back in June of 2014. So he's been doing the partying mode for quite some time. Now, have we really understood what the partying mode was? Have we really understood that God really wants us to have the joy of the Lord at all times? And just not wait to come to church. Well, we've got balloon night tonight. We're going to drop the balloons. No. We're supposed to have party time every day in our own lives. So, where are you at in your partying mode? I find my place here. I keep losing my place. All right, yeah, I'm going down there. Verse 45 says, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. You know, the prophet said, party before the rain ever came. God's been telling us, he's been telling us to party before this rain came. And now, then he had me do the revival of rain drops. And really, if I ever get around to telling you really what rain is all about, because he keeps changing what he wants me to say, we're going to find out that this was a wonderful and a perfect, it's God's timing to pour out the rain upon us. All right. So, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. It came to pass as the prophet of God had said. The prophet of God spoke it. Joy came back to Israel, and people rejoiced. The same is happening right now. God has sent storms of supernatural rains to the church of Christ. I was reading an article. In fact, I wanted to bring it and forgot it. I'll bring it one other day, though, and read it. There's a church, the Church of Adullam in Wisconsin. Well, anyhow, they had a revival there. And the children went out in the spirit, and they actually felt the rain on them. First of all, it was a mist, and then it got heavier. And they wanted to open their eyes, but they were afraid to open their eyes for fear they'd miss something. So they kept their eyes shut, and it just felt like it was a deluge of rain came down on them. They weren't wet, but they felt these kids were totally changed. And some grown-ups got into it and felt and it happened to them too. So I said, all right, God. And then, the one kid was laying on the floor, one boy was laying on the floor, and he said, I feel the wet rain on my face. And I know we don't have holes in the roof. You know, he gave his testimony after. He said, but it's raining in here. And then he felt like a downpour hit him. And, you know, God just did powerful things to him. Well, all the children that were laying there on the floor that night. So if God can do that in Wisconsin, WI is Wisconsin, right? Milwaukee, yeah. Then if he can do it there, he can do it here. Come on. And believe it or not, that pastor was preaching on the rains that night. Amen. Come on. It is time to celebrate and rejoice because the supernatural rains are beginning to cleanse the church, beautifying her and making her glorious. If you are part of this church, that, you know, we're talking about the church as a whole, then great things are beginning to happen in your life. If you're part of that church that's serving God, as it begins to rain on you, God is omniscient, so he knows exactly what you want. Number one, these supernatural rains open up barren wombs. Number two, it opens up new jobs. Number three, the rainfall cleans your mind of all bad memories. Number four, this rainfall will cause young ministries to flourish. Number five, it will draw good things from the kingdom ground just for you. Number six, this rainfall will answer in your finances. And we could go on and on and on. But this rain that God has is already, he told me it is already here. You might not, and you see, every time you went out in the spirit, before I read this article about the people getting rain, I would say, God, let them feel the rain. I was saying, let them feel the rain. But nobody testified that they did, and I wasn't going to say nothing because I didn't want you to say, I felt the rain, you know, because some people do that. Welcome the season of great rains of the Spirit of God. I want you to welcome the season of great rains of the Spirit of God. It means a lot. It goes beyond the rains of Pentecost, which flooded the early church. Great rain is falling on you right now, tonight. I want you to know that it's falling on you tonight. Whether you feel it or not, it is. The rains of the Spirit will transform your life so dramatically that even your friends will begin questioning your advancements. I don't know about you, but like I say, I am just going through different things. You're such closeness to God, things I've never felt before. And I'm just hoping everybody in here starts feeling that if you haven't. Believe me, your life will be different. You have been wondering why Christians are not making any headway. In fact, some Christians are getting discouraged worldwide and dropping out of church. It appears Satan is gaining more and more access into the church. Right now, God's told me, right now, sin is turning its face. With these rains of God, sin is turning its face in the house of God. This is a powerful moment for the church. All we need is knowledge. It's good to fast and pray, but these two can't deliver the knowledge you need to you. Go for knowledge and throw off every force that discourages you. See, God says he told us to ask for wisdom. We have to understand what God is doing to us, through us, and for us in this season, or else we're not going to be able to help anybody. If you don't understand what's going on in your life, you can't help anybody else. I know I say I don't understand what God's doing, but yet I do understand what he wants me to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand where he's taking me to, what depth he's taking me to, but I do understand what he's doing for in me and through me right now at this given moment. All right, now we're going to talk about the rain of the Spirit. That was just normal rain we was talking about. And I want you to really grab hold of this night about the rain of the Spirit. There is what God calls rain of the Spirit. It means that as this natural rain falls on the earth, so the rain of the Spirit falls on the church of Christ. The physical natural rains comes from clouds in the sky above. The physical natural rains come from clouds in the sky above, but the rain of the Spirit comes from heaven. This rain of the Spirit is a great, great program of heaven to open its window for the rains to fall. God is trying to open up the heavens over each one of your lives in here tonight. And if you're distracted by those around about you, you cannot be receiving from God. That's why I went, because you're distracting me by your distraction. We need to have our eyes and our ears focused upon God when he's trying to teach us something. You're not in high school. You're not in college. You're not in kindergarten. You're in the school of God, and he's trying to teach you something supernatural, something you've never went into before. Now, even when I was in college and in high school, I had to pay really close attention because I was really a hard learner. I didn't learn easy, so I had to pay close attention. Maybe that's why I pay close attention now, because if I got distracted 1 second, I just lost a whole page. Isn't that how it goes? And this is the way it goes in here tonight. If you just get distracted for 1 second, you're going to miss everything God's trying to do. In Isaiah 32:15-18, it says, until the Spirit he poured upon us from on high in the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a desert. I just wrote that one little scripture. Until the Spirit he poured upon us from on high, you know, our we have wildernesses we go through. lack of finances, sickness, or whatever, their wildernesses, all right? So the Bible says, until the Spirit he poured upon us from on high in the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a force. So he's going to send down these supernatural rains that cause the wilderness to be a fruitful field, and then the fruitful field will be counted for a force. Now we're going to cover that a little bit more as we go. The prophet saw the pouring of the Spirit upon Israel, and what looked as a wilderness became a fruitful field. A fruitful field soon became a forest. Everything changed from wilderness to forest. Right now, tonight, the church is receiving the same. He wants all the wilderness experiences you've been going through, he wants them to turn into a forest. We as a church have our wildernesses and places in our lives which could never change for any reason. Y'all know that. The Spirit is being poured out upon your life now for a very special program and reason. God knows what you are going through. He knows that what is happening at your place of work. He has seen your wilderness. He has seen how you can do nothing about it. This is the wrinkle the Apostle Paul saw that's troubling you. The good news is God has released the rain of his Spirit to deal with your wilderness. What does God have to do to get your attention? Well, look what he's been doing so far in this revival. He's been doing different things in our lives to take care of the mess that we've been in. So I said the good news is God has, isn't going to. He's already released the rain of his Spirit to deal with your wilderness. God wants to deal with the desert condition in your life. So I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you. You've got to do some action here right now, all right? Right now, I want you to think of any adverse situation in your life. Have you heard a word from the Lord about it? Did he say it's going to change? Then it's going to change. So this is what I want you to do. You have the adverse thing in your head. What's going on? Are you trying to overcome a sin you can't overcome? That's an adverse situation. That's the wilderness. Right now, command the rain of the Spirit, and the wilderness will become a fruitful field. That's what you have to do. Just lift up your hands and call on the rain to fall right now. You didn't convince me. We're calling down the rain. I want you to remember from now on, you can still do whatever you're doing. The rain of the Spirit is yours to deal with the wilderness. You can call that rain down on your wilderness anytime you so desire. The rain of the Spirit is falling to deal with that impossible case. Anytime you call upon the rain of the Spirit, it is falling whenever you call, and it's dealing with that impossible situation. Another weapon. Another weapon. And it's awesome. It takes the rain of the Spirit for the wildernesses to produce. It shall become a fruit field. Though it had been a wilderness previously, a desert, it was a wilderness and a desert, and it was an impossible story. Tonight, a change is coming. Just believe the word of God. Not is coming, it has come. When you cried out, it came. God is in these services, and whatever we speak, whatever I bring forth, whatever God tells me to tell you to do, and you do it, God is here, and He meets you. Whenever God sees a messed up life, a confusing situation, or a circumstance that we can't handle, God always releases the rain of the Spirit. The rain of the Spirit comes in form of word into your life. God will whisper certain keys into your ears. This rain can come as a person who will transform your business. It can fall as a prophetic word. The rain of the Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself coming down as rain. Amen. In Genesis 1:2 it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." In such confusion, we're talking about the scripture, in such confusion and chaos, God sent His Spirit to control the situation. So what was the chaos and confusion? "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." And then look what God did. "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." If you cry out to God, this spirit of rain will move upon your situation. It will. It has to. God told me if you people will just believe, He will pour down His rain upon your situations, and they will change. And this is a season for the rain, is what He told me. Maybe that's why we're having so much snow and rain. I know that in some area of your life you are without form. So I said, I know that in some area of your life you are without form. You are insecure. You feel such a vacuum. There is longing to be satisfied. Maybe you are struggling with certain memories. You know what? You need to become bolder right now and command the rain of the Spirit into that situation. You can say, let's say it. "Lord, I command the rain of the Spirit into this situation, into this wilderness in the name of Jesus." Come on, you got to cooperate here tonight. Now something is beginning to happen. Right now something is beginning to happen. And begin to expect a change in that situation. Let's give God the shout of faith. When I was right now, remember the guy said last night, he goes, Bill Hampton said he always gives a shout of faith. I just thank you, Jesus, right? Is a shout of faith? Let's give it. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's your shout of faith. You're believing the rain has fallen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give him thanks for your victories right now.
Glory.
All right, so you gave your thanks for your victories. And the wilderness be a fruit field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. So this means that every wilderness and desert-like condition will eventually become a forest. Have you thought about it? A wilderness to become a forest? Is that natural? No. It's a mystery. So don't struggle trying to understand with your mind. Only believe. God said they have to believe this tonight. Your wilderness will become a fruitful field. Your fruitful field will become a forest. So stop your tears right now. Quit your whining. Let's believe in God and His prophets.
Hallelujah.
Because in Ezekiel 39:29 it says, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. This means that this reign of the Spirit brings with it the ever-abiding presence of God in your life. God said, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Isaiah 54 says the very same thing. God said, I'm not going to hide my face from you anymore. You've been chastised long enough, and now I'm going to bless. This means that the reign of the forest brings with it the ever-abiding presence of God in your life. God has promised never to hide His face after He pours out His Spirit upon the house of Israel, the church. His face is always going to be before you from now on. His Spirit, when poured out upon us, carries His face. God is good. This is not a simple thing. It's great. You can't afford to remain the same after tonight. We should quit those habits of begging God for His face to appear. Instead, let's believe God that the rains of the Spirit are being poured out continually. The truth is, if you have declared the reign of the Spirit upon your life, things are going to change. And I'm hearing God said, and change rapidly. God says some are going to change overnight. The face of the Lord or his eyes will be on you continually. As His Spirit floods your life, this rain will cause you to be in His presence wherever you go. We need that so desperately. What a joy your life should be. I personally am tired of seeing children of God languish as though they are orphans. Our Father is a great God who is also King sitting on floods. I'm tired of God's children walking around with their head bowed low and, oh, woe is me, you know, and always complaining and never a positive word, always negative words. That's not godly. Why would His children suffer hunger? And I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about why should we suffer hunger about the spiritual things of heaven? Why should we lack all that? We shouldn't, because we're children of God. Let's rise up one more time and decree the reign of the Spirit on our churches. Don't do that right now. Let's rise up one more time and decree the reign of the Spirit on our churches, our families, our professions, and ourselves. We will be amazed at what the Lord will do. We will begin to gain favor from our bosses. Something good will happen to your husband, wife, or children, and they will begin to change. Life will cease to drag. See your forest where there has been a desert. That wrinkle has been removed right now as you cried out to God for the rain. For a wilderness to become a forest, something miraculous must have happened. Now, this little red dots means you participate. So go ahead and rejoice. I want you to stand up and rejoice right now that rain took care of your wrinkle. Come on. Come on. All right, y'all can sit down now. You participated. You're good. God had you all geared up for this, to receive this, didn't He? Do you know that you cannot penetrate a forest? It organizes its own rainfall called relief rainfall. A forest is a great asset compared with a desert. That is what comes from the rain of the Spirit. You don't have to be stranded. God is always with you. His face is always before you. People like Peter and the apostles, no devil could stand in front of them. They had the rainfall of the Spirit of God. Persecution simply enlarged the church. Mighty signs and wonders showed forth. Peter's shadow could heal the sick. This is what the spirit of the reign does. You see that? That was the early church with the early reigns of the spirit. How much more this end time church with both the former and the latter reigns? In Job 8:7 it says, though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. I said, God, if we could just grab hold of that. He's been telling us that. He had us study Job. You know, we're going to have more in the end than we had in the beginning. And now is the end, really, of the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So we should have more right now so we can go on and do the great and mighty things that God's calling us for to do. The reign of the Spirit of God, which the early church saw, was only the beginning of what God really wanted to do. However, the early church saw a great move of God where thousands upon thousands came to the Lord and were filled with the Holy Spirit. The end time church's move of the Spirit of God will be bigger and greater and more wonderful. Isn't that what he's been telling us? If Peter's shadow healed the sick by the beginning of the reigns of the Spirit, how much more us who are in the reigns of the greatest harvest ever? Let's get this in our spirit. If Peter's shadow healed the sick by the beginning of the reigns of the Spirit, how much more us who are in the reigns of the greatest harvest ever? Red dots, you participate. See yourself manifest in a dimension that has never been known. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to ask God, God, just let me see me in a deeper depth than you than I've ever been before. He's telling me he wants, some of you need to come into the inner court tonight. And he's going to let you see yourself in the inner court. Don't let the enemy steal this vision. Now, God just engrave it on their hearts right now, so that the enemy will never be able to come and steal it. Thank you, Father. You know, in Joel 2:28, it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all that should be flesh and not flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days I will pour out my spirit. God is wanting to pour out his spirit upon everybody sitting in the sanctuary tonight. So according to God's program, So according to God's program, we are in the days of great supernatural rainfall of the Spirit of God. He is raining down great wisdom, great understanding, judgment, knowledge, and other gifts. That is why when our Lord Jesus appeared to John in the book of Revelation, he also said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." He is the great rain coming down upon the church right in here tonight. God. During the rainy season, farmers know that it's time to go and plant. They get that message from the rain. We too ought to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, because He is our rain. Red Stars, participate. Right now, open your ears and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you concerning your wilderness. As you sit there, you should be hearing God say something to you about your problem, I'll call it. That's why the Spirit has been poured out in these last days in a greater measure. He is the speaker. Let's listen. He knows everything. He is the one who made Peter's shadow to heal the sick at the beginning of his reigns. How much more us who are in the reigns of the greatest harvest ever. Red dots. Stars, participate again. See yourself manifest in a dimension that has never been known. In other words, if you've never gone to the third heaven, see yourself in a third heaven. If you've never seen yourself with healing in your hands, see yourself with healing in your hands. Go into a different dimension than you've ever been into before. Ask God, say, God, show me a new dimension that you're taking me into. And just let him show you where he has you at this given time. You need to be conscious of his presence. The Spirit of God is a person. He has emotions, feelings, and wants to be loved and worshipped. You see his manifestation because of the way you relate to him. Our Lord Jesus said in John 14:26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So from Jesus' time, the Holy Spirit has been there to fulfill that special task. To comfort our lives as he deals with our wildernesses, to teach us all things so that we are full of wisdom, and causing us to remember these great truths always, and that's how your wilderness will disappear forever. This is what God had in mind when he promised to pour out the Spirit like rain in the book of Joel 2:28. When God first called me into the ministry, he said, "You don't need to go away to any Bible school, because my Holy Spirit will teach you of all things." And I'm so glad he didn't let me go to Bible school, because I would not want all that false doctrine in my brain, trying to crowd out the Holy Spirit's teachings. And this is what God wants to do to each one of you in your night. He wants the Holy Spirit to become your teacher instead of what every Tom, Dick, and Harry says, or what your flesh tries to say. But he wants you to be led by the Spirit of God. And if you'll be led by the Spirit of God, you won't open your mouth as often as you do and stick your foot in it. You won't go around doing stupid things. Because when you listen for God's voice, and when he tells you to do something and you do it, it always brings fruit. Always. Begin to consciously relate with the Spirit of God. He wants to comfort you. After all, that's his ministry. For you to stay crying renders him useless. In other words, when you're, "Oh, woe is me," it renders the Holy Spirit useless. Let him come in and comfort you. Open your ears to his teachings. All your ignorance will disappear. Your ignorance is what your mountains are made of. Are you listening? Begin to have a separate program for you and the Holy Spirit. Give him time as you study God's words to illuminate your mind. In other words, bring him into whenever you're doing your studying. Hey, Holy Spirit, come in here and show me what I'm reading. Let me show me what God's trying to show me in this scripture. Right? Because how many of us read the scripture and say, oh, well, that was nice. And nothing was illuminated to you because you did it with your mind and not with the Holy Spirit showing it to you. He's the author of the written word of God, so invite him in as you study it. You will see a change come on you. Do these things on a daily basis. Allot him, the Spirit, time for worshiping in his presence. The circumstance you are in right now does not matter. It has to change. It has to change because of the reign of the Spirit. Remember how you relate with him is what matters most. Remember, he is a person. Mishandling him is like physical rain falling and no one goes out to dig the softened ground and plant crops for food. That rain would be wasted. It's time for the reign of the Spirit. Let there be rain upon your life. And if I was you, as I sat there, I would just sit there and just say, God, just let me feel that rain. Yeah, I just lose myself in that. Let there be rain upon your life. Let there be rain upon your wilderness. Let there be rain upon your soul. Let there be rain on everything and anything that's trying to pull you down and out of the will of the Father. Just let it rain so completely and so totally tonight that your wildernesses will disappear. Those things that plagued you for years and years and years will no longer be there to plague you. You will be free to go forth and do the will of the Father. The biggest thing that Satan's doing right now is binding up God's children's finances. Well, I'd cry out for that rain to be on my finances like you wouldn't believe. In fact, I am. But I'm just suggesting to you all that that's what I would do. You can sit there right now and do it because the rains are falling in here tonight. Right now. You can't be fooling around doing other things. You have to be in the Spirit, allowing God to move upon you. These are supernatural rains. Nobody can manufacture them. They come straight from heaven, straight from the throne of grace. Cry out, continue. God, let the rain of the Spirit flood me. Let the rain of the Spirit come into my home. Let the rain of the Spirit do a complete works in everything that pertains to my life. God said, some of you are saying, deluge, deluge, deluge. Well, you're going to get it. You're going to get an overabundance of rain. You ask, he said, and you're going to receive. I don't know about you, but I don't want to drop here and a drop there. I don't want a trickle. I don't want a mist. I want a downpour of that rain of the Spirit. I had a good time getting this together. I was up, like I say, all night because I can't study during the day. But I was just having a good time and praying this over every situation I had. Might as well enjoy yourself. You can't sleep, right? You know, when you really get this in your spirit, nobody can steal it from you. It's there. It's anchored. You know, it's anchored. It's truth. It's truth. And you can go more than 40 days on it. Elijah went 40 days on the food he ate. You can go throughout eternity with this rain of the Spirit if you get it in your spirit. Amen. God's saying, do you want a full dose of the Holy Spirit? Do you want all the rain that he wants to rain down upon you? If you do and you come up here, you're going to receive exactly what you say you want. He said this rain is mountain moving time with this rain. Every mount that's been luminous, ugly head in front of you is being removed by this rain. That's it. Go on down, ladies. That's it. You're just falling. See, that's the anointing of God just taking you. Just go ahead. Don't fight it. Just go with it. Come on. Come on. That's it. You're fine. Everybody's fine. Here you go. He asked for the downpour, and that's what he gave you. He walked up here. He just let you have every bit of it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody's going to get behind Jacqueline, too. I knew that's where Larry was headed. Come on, just empty yourself out. And it's God's reins. See, it's all spirit. It's all spirit. Spirit calls to spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brett and Chris, you're going to quit doing chairs and get behind these people over there. Let Jade or something do chairs. She's just standing there looking at the chairs. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we've got to move while the Spirit's moving. Let's get the rain. Let's get the full deluge of the rain. The full outpouring. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rain of the Spirit. The rain of the Spirit, Father. Father God, just pour it out. 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 Pour it out, Father. Pour it out right now. Pour it out. Don't think about it. Just give into it. Catherine.